I'm pretty excited because today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the great Josh Tesselin. The great Josh Tesselin. Hey, Josh, how are you going? Look at the numbers build up. We are at 230. Let's get these numbers going and going and going. We have a very big audience today, and the reason they're here is that they love the man. They love what he has to say, and he's always got something to say. Josh, how are you, brother?
I'm good, my man. How are you going?
I'm very good. Josh, how's fatherhood?
Good, different. I'll tell you what, I thought it would slow me down a lot. I thought I'd be a lot more tired. I thought I'd want to not be in the office a lot, but it just gives you a new motivation. Like you're not concerned necessarily about yourself too much anymore. Like you just want to make, my son proud. And I feel like I'm, just at a new level. It's good. Love it.
Yeah. So it's really, really interesting, Josh, because I can really relate to that part, because when I had the first one, I thought to myself, okay, that's the end of the hustle. But the hustle actually grows stronger because all of a sudden, like if you've got enough money for you and your wife, you think, okay, life's good. And then all of a sudden you think to yourself, nah, man, we're working here for another generation who's working for another generation. So I can truly relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Josh, before we go on today, by the way, everyone that's joining on, our event today is brought to you by Local Agent Finder, LAF, which many of you, of course, are aware of. Many of you actually receive business. And I'll give you an interesting statistic, team. Here's an interesting stat. I will tell you that Local Agent Finder, I went to the REB Awards, and the REB Awards, out of the top 100, 48 out of the top 100 are users of LAF. They take the listings. Yes, they pay the referral fee. And Josh, you're in the same boat. You get a lot of business out of Local Agent Finder, don't you?
Yeah, look, amongst other things, of course, but 100%. Local Agent Finder, that they send you a lead. Obviously, I think they send it out to two or three people. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Direct to your phone. They send it all hours, email. And I think the most important thing with those leads and reviews is a lot of agents mentally think, oh, I have to pay a referral fee. Why are they taking our commission? But I think about it like this. I never would have got the fucking lead anyway. So at the end of the day, if I get a lead and I have to pay one referral and then I get the neighbor or I get an open home attendee who's also selling and I get an extra review or I get an extra signboard, that 20% can get me 20% more business. People are old school when you've got a thing new school. You got to lose a bit to get a bit.
So, Josh, I'll give you another interesting stat on the data. Local Agent Finder gave me. Out of the leads that they give out, 50% are signed up as a listing within 3 to 4 months, right? These are a lot of immediate sellers, and then over the next 3 months, it continues to increase. So, but Josh, it's an interesting one, the listing, the catch and kill versus the price. You know how sometimes you go to an appraisal, Josh? And you know that they're selling. By the way, can I ask you, Josh, you know when you go to an appraisal and you're not 100% sure if they're a price update, if they're a future seller, if you're just building a relationship or they're actually coming on the market?
Yeah, man.
What are the sort of questions or that help you establish where they're at, if they're an immediate seller or a future seller appointment?
I ask the question before I go in. Look, a lot of vendors, and I do a lot of appraisals. Like I did 16 yesterday. A lot of vendors are very cagey for many reasons. Sometimes they go through a divorce. Sometimes they don't want the neighbors to know. Sometimes they just don't trust a real estate agent. Sometimes they're just shopping around. They've already got their agent. They're just getting a few other opinions. So I just ask really direct questions. Tom, thank you so much for the call. Are you selling or is this just a little health checkup for your property? That's the first question. The second question is, Tom, can you see yourself still living in this property now or in another 5 years? Is this a 5-year thing? And they go, oh, definitely not. Like I was in a living room last night, 7 o'clock. And I asked the lady, I said, do you want to sell now or in 3 months? She said, definitely not now. And I said, do you want to be here for Christmas? She said, no way. She said, I want to be in my new place in Foster by Christmas. So all automatically, she's given me a timeline that it's not now, but it's not the end of the year. It's going to be prior, somewhere in between, around spring. So ask that question. Timeline's a big one. Also, I ask, is it in one name? Is it in two names? If you got the right price, if they gave you a long settlement or potentially a rent back, would that be something that would push your timeline forward? A big one is, Tom, have you bought yet? Find the motivation. Have you bought, Tom? Like, I went into one yesterday in Quakers Hill, and this lady literally called me up and said, I just want a bit of a price update. And I thought to myself, oh, look, she's not motivated. I've got better things to do than this. And then I just heard it in her voice. Like, sometimes you can just hear it. There was something more than just a price update. And then I sat down and I said, Sylvia, I said, you know, is this just an update or are you wanting to sell? And she said, Josh, I was a bit scared to tell you that I was going to sell because I thought you were going to just commission breath and pounce on me. And I said, that's a natural thought to think. And she goes, I actually bought yesterday and you're my first call and I really want to put it on the market. So she called me with the intention of a price update, but fucking bought. And then I signed it up yesterday.
Okay. So Josh, can I ask?
Yeah.
On the issue, and this is something I've been talking to local agent finder, and that is, what are, and you're the best agent, right? What does the best agent do once he's gone into a price update? Mm-hmm. They're not ready to sign up, right? They're not going for around 9 months. How do you stay on the shopping list, keep the relationship going, even though they're not coming on right now? What do you do to stay in contact with them?
Yeah, there's a lot of touch points. So physically, so I've got a app. It's called the Group Text app. So I used to do it all myself. I used to pick up my phone and I used to literally manually copy and paste messages to every single fucking person in my database. I've just sold 10 out of 10 at auction. I just set the new suburb record for a 3-bed and I'd literally just text every person manually and that would take me 4 hours once a week and it was fucking crazy. But I used to do it. I did it for like 8 years. Now, this group text app, I've got people in categories. So let's say you own a 3-bedroom home, Tommy, and then I've got 4-bedroom sellers, or I've got, you know, duplex sellers or townhouse sellers. And if I sell a townhouse, I press one button, it puts them in a group message. They don't all see they're in this message, and it disperses with one click of a button. So within 5 minutes, I can text. My database has got, I think, 9,000 or 10,000 people now, and they all instantly get a text, and I write it up, and it's got a little template, and it says, I just sold this. This many people came, this many people missed out. Would you sell at the right price or like a free appraisal too? And ask a question with a question mark. So group text is number one. Number two.
It's actually called group. The actual app is group text.
Yeah, man. It's called the group text app. It's got, I can't show you the app, but yeah, it's.
That's okay. So essentially what you're saying.
Yeah.
One of the way that you can stay in contact and scale yourself because you've got such a big chase list because of, it's like 16 appraisals yesterday. I'm just multiplying how many people you got to stay in contact. You could easily have a group list called a chase list 30 days, chase list 90 days.
100%.
Or local agent finder, all the ones that you've got local agent finder, you know, I'll just be staying in contact with them. So group text is, a very effective way.
Text is the best way because manually, just due to the sheer volume of people that I'm meeting and sheer sellers that I'm getting into, it's absolutely impossible to call everyone every day. So number one is group text. Number two, there's little touch points along the way. Like sometimes you put a signboard up on a main road when it's for sale, they'll drive by and think, oh my God, letterbox drops, I'm doing 10,000 listed, 10,000 sold per property, buses, bus stops, community, like I'm doing every single school, every single soccer team, football team, hockey team, athletics, the gym, F45, baseball, cricket, Oztag, you name it, I do it. I'm the major sponsor of fucking everything. So they're just little touch points along the way. But probably the main one, Facebook, like I'm doing a lot of targeted boosts. So on Facebook, you can click like people who like my page. So I always invite every single person I go to an appraisal to, I ask them to like my Facebook business page. Main reason is I say to them, guys, would you like to be kept up to date with what's for sale? Because if you're looking at buying local, I upload all my listings to Facebook, as well as I do a live weekly wrap up talking about the market every week. I put auction videos on, live auction videos for you to see the process, vendor testimonials from happy customers. I send my link for them to like the page. Once they like the page, I spoke to some social media expert a month ago. Apparently, it drops a cookie on them. And then all of a sudden, you can retarget that cookie. So every single person that I go to an appraisal to, if I list it or I don't, I'll say to them, hi, Tom, thanks for having me around. Would love to work together now or in future. Here's my link to keep in touch. So they'll like my page. Then all of a sudden, they're getting, I'm uploading fucking 15 times a day. So it's just content on the phone, content in their face, content in the letterbox drop, content through the group text app. And it's just, you just can't not see me.
Okay. So, Josh,
yep.
One of the things with Local Agent Finder is that they have studied the agent that gets back to the vendor first has the highest chance of winning the business.
Definitely.
A lot of agents say, oh, Tom, mate, you know, like what if you get the lead at 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Would you ring them at 9 o'clock at night, Josh?
Absolutely, mate. So what they do, they've got some little system on that. You don't get the text message until the morning of Local Agent Finder. You get the email though, and I've got my emails on alert. So as soon as I get an email, I read it and call them. But yeah, absolutely. If they send it to me at midnight, I'll call them, and regardless if they answer or they don't, I'm going to write them a text and say, hey, Tom, sorry it's late. Respect your time. However, I would love to help you. And when you wake up in the morning, feel free to call me at any time. I want to be your agent.
I love that. I want to be your agent. Man, the thing I like about your approach to vendors is you don't tiptoe and become an Amway person. You ask direct questions. Like even when you're at the listing presentation and you ask, you actually are clearly asked for the business or whether you're worthy of getting the business. What's the clothes you use again, Josh?
Mate, plenty of closes along the way. I was inside. I went to Sydney Olympic Park on Friday night. This is a good story. And the vendor said to me, they go, oh, we don't want to go to our unit. You know, do you mind just having a chat here? So I was presenting in a lobby with 300 people going up and down the elevators. And they ended up saying, they go, Josh, you know, we really want time to think about it. And I said, respectfully, I said, if a buyer said to me, I need a day or two to think about it, I said, they're probably not going to be hot. They're probably going to go cold and buy something else. Right now, Tom, what do I need to do to get your business? What's holding you back from moving forward with me being your agent? And they said, oh, you know, we're a bit apprehensive on the fee. And I said, so Tom, right now, if we can get to an agreement on fee, you're telling me you're happy to move forward. And she goes, yes. And then last night I had another vendor call me and she goes, oh, Josh, you know, this other agent said they sell less and they've got more time. And I said, respectfully, I never talk bad about other agents. However, if they've got more time, that probably means they're meeting less buyers, doing less open homes, and they're not as active in the market with more local knowledge. And I said, right now, and they go, oh, your fee's too high. And I said, respectfully, I said, let's say, Tom, we were the same fee. Me and you, we're 2.75, we're the same fee. They're not 1% like they're quoting. We're the same fee. Who would you choose, Tom? She goes silent. She goes silent. And then she goes, you. And I said, there's your answer. I said, why would you go with someone you don't even want? And she goes, you know what? Let's go ahead.
Why would you go with someone you don't even want because their fee's low? Why would you eat that hamburger that you don't want because it's a dollar? Why would you do something just because the price is right? It doesn't solve your problem, right? Why would you fly with XY Airlines that you're not even sure whether you're going to get to your final destination, right?
Correct. Why? It doesn't make sense. But sometimes people just need to have it repeated to them. Sometimes, I set it up, the question. And I said, Tom, I only have one last question. Just one. And they go, what's the question? I go, can I ask, Tom, that you answer this with full truth and honesty? Because I've been honest to you. I want to work with you. I've given you a marketing plan. I'm on the phone. And this was 10 o'clock at night last night. And I said, Tom, one question. And then I paused. Go, what's the question? And I said, if we were the same fee, who would you choose? And they go, you. So like a lot of agents just talk. Sometimes the pause goes a long way. And I had one the other day where it took me 3 hours to close the business. Sometimes there's different closes. Like sometimes they don't want to hear a presentation. presentation. I had one Aussie guy the other day say, Josh, mate, I don't care about your presentation. I know you're the best. You know, what's my house worth? And I just went, mate, I think your house is worth $9 to $9.50. I sold the one across the road for $9.25. You know, conservatively nine, a great result would be $9.50+. Do you want me to sell it for you? He goes, yeah. I said, great. I need to see forms of ID and let's move forward. He goes, yeah, cool. Shook hands, boom, signed. So there's a different close for different people. But the crux of closing business is eye contact, saying it with confidence, wanting the business, having energy, but asking the question, Tom, are you happy for me to sell it? I want to work with you. Do you want to work with me?
I like that. So, Josh, the truth is sport, real estate, at the end of the day, people judge you on the results, right?
Yeah, man.
So you can turn around and say everything else, but at the end of the day, you are judged on your results. And what you're sort of saying is you can do everything right in real estate, but at that pointy end, if you don't score the goal, if you don't ask for the listing, if you don't get a Form 6 or in New South Wales, Victoria, sign that agency agreement, all that other stuff is irrelevant because the second agent that misses out, even though they may have been 1% less, they get zero. They get no signboard. They get no listing. They get no fee. So, Josh, I'm going to bring in, if I can, Susan, can I just bring in Richard and Warwick on video? Just bring them in.
Bring the boys in.
Let the gentlemen in. The other thing I was going to say, Josh, I'm pretty curious. When you're doing like, you know, 16 appraisals, going home at night really late, then waking up the next morning, repeat button.
Yep.
Like, is there anything that you do that helps you sustain long-term energy for real estate? That is like, that's draining, man.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's so funny. I've got, so, you know, Pinal, he was the best man at my wedding and he's a sales agent now in my office. He was my assistant for many years. He did 8 appraisals on Saturday and he came into the office and he goes, man, I'm like, I'm done. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know how you do it. I don't fluff around in the appointment. Like a lot of people just talk about rubbish. And I just really get to the point. You're looking to sell. This is what it's worth. This is my process. Run through it. Are you happy for me to sell it? So I don't stuff around. Number two, lots of water. Number three, I don't have any like heavy carbohydrates during the day. They really sink me down, like bread and pasta and burgers. I don't have that, chips, none of that shit. I do the exercise bike 30 minutes a night at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm texting my owners and texting my team their to-do list for the next day at 1 a.m. And I'm on the bike, so at least I'm moving my body. What else? I have a protein bar once a day and a protein shake. That keeps me fueled, so I'm not heavy. And the big thing, I want to be there. So like I love doing good numbers. And
mate, you hate losing, you love winning. Yeah. Yep. It's a common sign of, you know, great competitors. Yep. I want to ask, so both Warwick and Richard are from Local Agent Finder, two of the senior executives there in that business. I've got to say, I said it yesterday at a function that LAF had, and that was LAF 1.0 looked like they were clipping the ticket, adding no value. LAF 2.0, I'm just seeing, like we were sitting at the REB Awards and I actually said to you both, I said, it'd be fascinating to find out of the you know, the top officers in the country, how many of them are actually using Local Agent Finder. And you actually went onto the website, looked at the top 100 officers, 71 out of the top 100 businesses are users of LAF. You've got to be very terribly proud with that. I'm just curious, Richard and Warwick, as you've been listening to Josh talking about his approach with listings and calling people at late, what do you normally find is the agents that have the best conversion rate of Local Agent Finder leads? What do you see, Richard and Warwick? Is it the speed?
Yeah, I think you're right, Tom. I think Josh is right. We certainly see that mirrored across the country. In terms of speed to view the lead and call the client is absolutely crucial. Also, the calling at sort of the odd hours is also important as well. So when we look at agents that have had success, you know, in other states or throughout the country, they'll also call at 8:30 or they'll also call at 9 o'clock whenever they get the lead, because if the vendor is registering on the website, we're qualifying that opportunity as quickly as we can. then they're still in real estate mode. They're still in front of the computer. And 9 times out of 10, they'll be happy to have that conversation. So if you can jump onto that straight away, have that impactful conversation and book your appraisal, for example, by the time the other guys get up tomorrow morning, the vendor's already booked in. And in a lot of cases, Josh and others have listed the property already. So speed is certainly crucial there, Tom.
Richard, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think what Josh and Warwick have said this morning, I think, is really important. The fact that our service is always on. So our marketing is always on, making sure that the service is able to be provided to someone, as Warwick said, that's at 2 a.m. that maybe want to register their property. Well, that's when the right time is for them. So the number of times we'll hear stories of 8 p.m. on a Sunday being the right time for a homeowner and getting their listing appraisal already signed before Monday even starts is so, so important. And we're seeing record numbers of homeowners coming through month on month. So the number of homeowners that are wanting to feel as if they're in control of the process or at least be confident about having that first conversation is a really, really important thing. And we're seeing huge numbers coming through.
All right. Josh, another question I want to put to you is that some agents turn around and say, oh, but I don't want to pay 20%, yet the same agents will pay referral fees to other people. What's your take on that whole riff? And by the way, Richard, can you confirm that it is actually capped at a dollar amount, even though it's capped, isn't it?
It is capped, yes. And it's the same fee for every agent in Australia. So there's no discrimination or...
Josh, what do you say? Because I've seen you present at your beautiful conference where you actually used the fishing slides, right? The fishing lines where you said you've got to be fishing in combination. If you had one fishing rod, you want to have 10 rods.
Yeah,
Listing Finder is a rod. Obviously, expired listings is a rod. Obviously, calling back your opens is a rod. What do you say to the person that says, oh, yeah, why will I, you know, pay 20%?
Why would you not pay 20%? And look, I don't get paid by local agent finder. I'm just a user like every other agent maybe on this video. Look, I'm very new school though. Like, I think it's a very old school mentality. 20%, how dare they? That's our fee, not their fee. But as I sort of said at the start of this video, you pay 20%, you get a listing, you literally don't have to go and cold call and don't have to door knock and don't have to spend money on letterbox drops or a Facebook boost or physically have your staff door knocking a house trying to get a lead when they could be in the office doing other shit. So in terms of why wouldn't you, people are acting like, a lot of people feel like they feel more pain losing a dollar than making a dollar. They think they're losing 20%, but you're making fucking 80%. That's the first thing. The second thing, as I said, you're getting open home data, you're getting a review, you're getting a happy customer, you're getting a neighbor, you're getting an auction, you're getting a theater show for the whole community to see what you do, sold board. Like, there's so many opportunities that you get from one sale. So more than happy to pay 20%.
Yeah. Well,
if that means...
I mean, that's the point, 100%. I mean, people miss the concept of you get a listing to sell a listing and you get a listing to get another listing. In fact, probably more listings. Anyway, what I've got to say is, guys, you've got to be – by the way, Susan, if there's anyone that's on this right now that is not a local agent finder client and wants to become one and has rationalized and thought to themselves, man, I need stock, I need some immediate sellers – Susan, could you please, Richard and Warwick, what's the best contact for LAF for a non-using agent? What do they do?
Yep, so they can just email Tom, agents@localagentfinder.com.au, or simply give us a call on 1-300-765-969.
Okay, Susan's actually put the URL of localagentfinder.com.au. She's also put the email there. Could I get you to repeat that mobile number slowly so Susan can put it in there?
Yep, it's
1-300-765-969. Susan's also given the short version there, which is, sorry, Susan, it's 1-300, not 100. Thank you, Susan. She's also putting that other number, 133-call customer care. Could I please get you to read out, can I get you to please read out that number again, and I'll also put it in there. What is it?
1-300.
Yep.
765.
Yep.
969.
Oh, Susan beat me to it. Susan's a very competitive person herself. She always has to say, let's see who's going to type that first now. And yes, that's what I liked about her. She was like that also. I met her at a gym at Fitness Body in Burwood.
It's called BitBods in Burwood.
Sorry, BitBods. And Susan always wanted to beat me running around the block. What she used to do is she used to leave the gym faster. So we used to run around the block. She used to get this competitive advantage. Correct, Susan? Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
You do. You used to. But Susan, was it true that I also used to come home flying and I'd beat you at the end?
What do you mean come home flying? Anyway, this is not relevant for the webinar.
Of course it's not relevant. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, it's an absolute, listen, Local Agent Finder, they are now an important part of the real estate landscape community. They're touching, I think, 1 in 50 deals. Richard, you've told me in the past, 1 in 50 deals. It's quite an extraordinary business, and they care. So I want to thank you, Josh. Can I ask you, I spoke to you yesterday we were having another chat about real estate in general. Yep. Would you say the best way for you to describe your marketplace at the moment, Josh, in 30 seconds? What's it like?
My marketplace, low stock, which means there's more buyers, which means that there's less choice, which means there's more urgency. I think if you price a property correctly, create competition, put on the market motivated vendors, results will happen. I sold 20 out of 20 in the last 2 weeks, 10 out of 10 on the weekend. Over-service buyers, reserves are key. A lot of vendors, when they want to put a high reserve and strategically go really high and work down on the day just to have comfort, do not work. You've got to have a competitive reserve.
I've actually worked out, when sometimes you say to the vendor, let's put the reserve a little bit higher to give us a bit of a buffer. I think that new number becomes in their head, their reserve number. They say, oh, that's the number we're going to chase now.
100%, 100%. And all because sometimes buyer feedback, let's say everyone's talking 900 and one buyer is talking 1.2. They want to put a reserve of 1.2 because one buyer has it. What happens if that buyer does not turn up? You'd rather have a competitive situation on the market at a more competitive number. I had one on the weekend. I had a guide was 1150. The reserve was on the guide, great auction, sold for 1,590,000, which was exceptional based on competition. But why? They wouldn't have got that result if the reserve was 1,590,000. They got the result because it was on the market. They got that result because they had intense competition, hope of gain, fear of loss, emotions were involved. So, yeah, I think the auction process in this market is better than anything. Main reason, competition, unconditional sale. Number two, low stock, list more. That's what it comes down to.
All righty, team. We've got about 8-9 days till Easter. We got a home stretch. Then we got a bit of funny period, Anzac Day, school holidays, which is an enjoyable period, but it means that some vendors will say, let's just wait till it's all over and we'll put it on there. So much, Josh. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Warwick, Richard, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
More leads equals more money. Let's go out there, team.
Well, thank you. See you, boys. Take care.
Thanks, guys.